Gorillaz in the Mist was one of those great productions that couldn't be done now politically. It would be physically impossible to do that movie now. And the living conditions and the way the crew bonded together were so extraordinary, from Sigourney Weaver down to, you know, the drivers. Everyone was living together in mud in a tent for 85% of the movie. And it was an odd experience in Rwanda because Diane Fossey had become so famous. It was difficult to comprehend that she only died a few months before we got out there. She was such a historical figure that you sort of thought that she lived years ago. So by the time we got out there, of course, there was still so much residue from her and her cabin, and the interior of the cabin hadn't been touched since the, you know, the haphazard police investigation. And all the rangers and townspeople, they all knew her. Everyone had a Diane Fossey story. Everyone had an opinion about the woman. So it was in terms of life imitating art or art imitating life, it was very close to the bone. The filming of the Rwandan part of Gorillaz in the Mist was controlled completely by the rangers who worked for the Mountain Gorilla Project. You could only have six people around any particular gorilla group at any one time, and there were very specific groups of gorillas that we were allowed to photograph. And by the time you count the people involved, with the director and the cinematographer, John Seal, who operated also, and Sigourney, and an assistant director, there really wasn't too many occasions where you were allowed to go and shoot also. But fortunately, there were a few occasions, but not as many as we would like. And it was one of those, it made a difficult situation because clearly Warner Brothers and Universal, who made the film together, the only photographs they really wanted from the movie were Sigourney Weaver and Mountain Gorillas. That's all they wanted, basically. Anything else was fine, but not of no interest. And that was the one thing that was the hardest to get. And in actual fact, at the end of the movie, Ken Regan had to go back and shoot specific. They actually took Sigourney back to just to do still photographs. And unfortunately, we alerted production to this potential problem, but they were just so concerned about getting the material that they needed that it was a very low item on their priority list, which inevitably cost them over $100,000 to do in the end, because it had to be done.